The first of all commandments is, Hear, O Yisrael, Yahweh, our Elohim, Yahweh, is one. And you shall love Yahweh, your Elohim, with all of your heart, and with all of your being, and with all of your mind, and with all of your strength. This is the first command, and the second is like, namely this, You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is none other commandment greater than these.
Mark 12, verse 29 through 31.
It's never too late to learn the truth. I'm a redneck great-grandma, and I'm 87. I didn't know about the fear of Yahweh until I heard classic redneck radio. And I know it's true because it's in the scriptures. The Old Testament is alive and well, too. Thanks, Billy Redneck. Keep listening to classic redneck radio.
Hashem, Yahweh Shua, He is coming, the Spirit of Truth, He is coming, prepare ye the way of Yahweh, make straight the way, He is coming, prepare ye the way of Yahweh, make straight the way, every high thing shall be brought low, and every broken and humble and contrite spirit shall be raised up. The kingdom and the reign of Yahweh is at hand. The axe has been laid to the root of the tree. Fear him. Give back what you've robbed. And give again the pledge. And you shall surely live. Come out of her, my people. Fear not what man can do unto you. But fear your maker. When you hear the sound of the trumpet, come to the assembly. Come to the battle. For it's not carnal. Our weapons are not carnal at all. They are spiritual. You must be equipped and perfected. Most people never get to the top of Mount Sinai as Moses, Moshe, went to the top. They simply say, Jesus Christ, hallelujah, amen, and they think it's good. No. We're to grow in the knowledge of our Creator while using the grace to become living Torah, living Word. You're going to make mistakes while you're learning, and only Christ can get you there. He's the way. He's the master rabbi. He's the teacher. He teaches you how to be just like him, and yea, even greater works shall you do than he did. He's the teacher of all things, the reminder of all things, the helper and the comforter. We're to be in the end of days gifted in all manner of workmanship with power from on high to do things Christians can't do, Jews can't do, Wiccans can't do, Satan can't do, transcendental meditators can't do, Pentagon can't do, the men who kill goats can't do, remote viewers can't do what the saints can do with 10-string harps of Yahweh, tambourette drums, singing the song of Moshe and the song of the Lamb. We're here to guard for the souls of men as Dawid, David, considered not qualified, disrespected, set aside as lower than low, and yea, Dawid, David, loved Yahweh. He said, unite my heart to fear thy name. There was no Jesus name there. The Jesus name was invented by the Jesuits. It's a new pronunciation, so you gnash your teeth as prophesied in the Bible. The Almighty knew you would go down that road of God, Lord, Jesus, Jehovah, Yahweh, the name of the ancient Canaanite God of volcanoes is Yahweh. Yahweh is the sound of breath in and breath out. Wah means her, she, or wisdom. The mystery of the bride and the bridegroom is that we speak only that which we hear from our Abba, from our Ishi, from our husbandman. The sound of a healthy heartbeat is Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Four chambers in the heart, four letters in the name of Yahweh, and the name of Yahweh in Paleo Hebrew appeared in the original text of the Bible nearly 7,000 times, and it was replaced with Lord God Jesus Jehovah. You have to separate the wheat from the tare. He said, don't do it till the end of days. He lets you have grace, which abounds more than the instructions, the Torah. He wanted you to be just like him. He said, if you love me and you're not keeping my commandments, the truth is not in you, and you're a liar, and liars go to the lake of fire. The way all this gets done in the end of days is who has the true supernatural power? Who's got it? They honor me with their lips, but their heart to fear me is far from me, he saith. They teach the fear of the Lord, the fear of Yahweh, by the precepts of men. Men have shut up the key of knowledge, neither did they enter in themselves. Clearly in Malachi chapter 3, verse 16, which has been fulfilled in your ears on these broadcasts for years, we speak often one to another about the topic of the fear of Yahweh, and he hearkens unto us. He gets real close and listens and causes a book of remembrance to be written for all those that fear him. And every king, queen, child in your house is supposed to write two copies of the Torah law. And you study with Christ, the still small voice, the Ruach HaKadosh, the breath of truth, power from on high. He's coming for a royal priesthood. Royal means like David, Dawid. Priesthood means like Levi. All 12 sons of Jacob and those grafted in become Levi, or Levi as you've heard it. Which means we are judges. We hear and communicate with the Creator. We give you the Torah, the instructions. We rebuke you, reprove you. We purge with fuller soap the tribe of Levi. Most of the Jews are supposed to be the tribe of Kohanim Levi. That's why the Jewish moms and dads, Abbas and mamas, they have a boy, they want to make that boy a lawyer or a doctor. Because that's what a Levi is. There's no V in ancient Paleo Hebrew. It's a W. It's not Yahweh either. It's not Jehovah. Hova, look it up in Hebrew, means ruin. The name above every name is Yahweh. Sound the ram's horn to call the assemblies. My people are called by my name if they humble themselves. That's right. Put away their wicked ways, which means you don't keep the commandments. Put on sackcloth, humble yourselves, keep his calendar, sun, moon, and the stars. He will heal your land. The word prayer there means reciprocal communication. The Bible clearly states you can't hear the voice of the Creator unless you fear him first. Fear, hear, learn, obey is the sequence in Scripture. If you don't preach the fear, hear these that spake often one to another about the fear of Yahweh, and he hearkened, he got real close and listened, caused the book of remembrance to be written, the copy of the Torah, yea, two copies, Deuteronomy chapter 17, and those who thought upon his name. Now that's how you know you're sealed, when the Paleo-Hebrew letters are illuminated inside of you. Thought upon his name. They are my jewels, my lively gemstones, who I will spare. As a father pitieth and spare a son who obeys him. And you return from the 7 years of conversion with great discernment to know who serves the Creator and who does not. They honor with their lips, but their heart to fear him is far from him. Stiff-necked, stony-hearted today, if you'll hearken unto his voice. And do not harden your hearts as your fathers did in the day of provocation. You will know about the calendar of the sun, the moon, and the stars. It's so easy to keep it. The calendar of the whole world keeps us not. This is not the year of our Lord. This is the calendar of Satan. The Jews do not keep the correct calendar as well. It's half-assed. They know it in their documentation. The seventh day is according to the four phases of the moon, which is in lockstep timing with the sun. And the stars are the 12 tribes, the months. In Revelation, it talks about the tree of life having 12 manner of fruit, bearing their fruit in their month. That's the 12 sons of Jacob. And we become one new man in Mashiach as we keep the calendar appointments with the Creator of heaven and earth, the only begotten Son, the only way to do this. He fulfilled it in the flesh, and he knows how to do it, and he's our teacher to do it, to pull it off. When you keep his calendar, like a doctor's appointments, as a lawyer's appointments, as a courtroom appointment, he downloads in you the gifts of each of the 12 tribes. They all have different attributes and characteristics. And when you're there to receive the gift freely given by the Creator through the Ruach HaKadosh, you become one new man in Mashiach. Whoever's a friend of the world is an enemy of Yahweh. The word world there means calendar of Satan. Whoever's a friend of the calendar of Satan, Sunday's a lie, Saturday's a lie, Friday's a lie. The seven hills of the harlot, the seven mountains of the whore, are the 7 days of the week. And when you make an appointment on one of your, yeah, they call this hump day. It means Wednesday, Odin's day, witch's day. Knock on wood, comes from the pagan Odin. So every time you do it now, you're convicted. You've been reproved in instructions. You'll say, well, I'll meet you at 3 o'clock on Thursday, the day of Thor. Friday, the fish god fries. Saturday, Satan's day, to worship the planet Saturn. Meet you at 3 o'clock on. That's a mountain phrase. I'll meet you on the mountain. Sunday, the venerable day to worship sunshine. I'll meet you at 10 o'clock in the morning at church. Right? On Sunday. You've been doing this for generation after generation. The Almighty gave you grace so that you could come out of her, my people. Be not a partaker of her sins and her plagues, but you want to do the carnal things, don't you? You love being carnal, thinking you're going to change the world. But you're not. The Jews are of the synagogue of Satan. Yea, have been sent for all 12 tribes to guard for their souls, including those who are true Yehuda. The synagogue of Satan? Nay. I have not been sent to guard for their souls, but to bring them out to the fore, to the battle. They are liars. They are merchants. And they could care less as they count their money. They can't even grow crops, you know. They have the goyim do everything for them. You know, the Edomite goyims. Edom, Adam. Everything is backwards. They call the 12 tribes the Christians who are not even knowledgeable about. They're the lost sheep of the house of Israel. They have no idea they're of the 12 tribes. Ireland, Scotland, France, tribe of Reuben, Britain. Hebrew word, Brit, means covenant. Ish, Hebrew word means man, covenant man, Britain. Land of, it wasn't London, it was the land of Dan, stupid. Australia, New Zealand, Africa, Asia. The tribes of Israel, man. You have no idea. America is the promised land. You have no idea. It's 50 states, 50 golden rings on the veil of the temple. You have no idea. You don't know what you're doing. The veil of the temple was rent from the top down. 10 curtains made up the veil. That's 10 commandments. Why don't you preach the 10 commandments? Why don't you get them out and show the people? Show them what it is. No television. Show them. It's in there. Make no similitude of a man or woman is in the Bible. That means image, facsimile, like this picture. The Bible says in Isaiah, destroy the pictures of the enemy. The hell cell phone is the hardware for the mark of the beast. And you love giving your image to the beast. You make an image for the beast. Give it to the beast. Then you sign your name. That's the mark in your forehead because you agreed with everything's in the book of life. You took your name right out of there and went with the devil. You love them. You love the devil because no preachers have been telling you the truth. Just say Jesus Christ and you're good to go. Suck up on that grace. No. No, he said clearly, whoever breaks the least of my commandments is the least in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever keeps my Torah and teaches men to do so is the greatest in the kingdom. And he will be the one who serves the rest. Yes. He said, if you love me, Christ said, if you love me, keep guard, do my commandments. But if you say you love me and you're not keeping guarding and doing my commandments, then the truth is not in you and you are a liar. That's hell for you. The Jews are planning the no-hide laws, the guillotines. They got like 90,000 guillotines already. Some of them made in Mexico. This cannot be stopped without the supernatural power. Impossible. Our weapons are not carnal. Yahweh has used me to put presidents in office and all sorts of people in political places because he wanted to show you. He's there. He's watching you. He's watching the prophets of Balaam. He's watching the Patriot broadcasters. And he's looking at them all and he's saying, they're not preaching my treasure. The fear of the Lord is the treasure of the Lord. They're not preaching it. Isaiah 33:6. They're not preaching the fear. That's the everlasting glad tidings. Revelation 14:6. They're not preaching it. They're preaching another God spell, and they're cursed in the whole of the earth. It's cursed. America is cursed with a curse because they stopped fearing God. Yahweh is his name. Christ came in his Father's name. And the Bible says he came in a name, he inherited, Christ inherited a name more excellent than any man's name, even a name above all the angels. How do you like that? You know how many Jesus Christ boys, Jesus Christos boys, that's their names, actually crossed the southern border? You ever think of that? We're coming down to where you can do your Jesus Balaam words, and then I'll show you how we bring fire down from heaven, for we've done it many times. In the face of the beast. Touch not my anointed or you will die, saith the word. Fear Yahweh. Worship him and give esteem unto him, for the hour of judgment has come for your lives. He who made the heavens, the earth, and the seas, and the fountain of waters, and all the creeping things that he made. Come out of her, my people. Be not a partaker of her sins and her plagues. Get out, get out, get out. Don't go in. Get out, said Lot. Get out, don't go in there. Get out, don't go in there. Yea, we know that some men are made to go in for the sake of the sheep. Joseph was hated by his brethren in the 12 tribes of Jacob Israel. Joseph had the Ruach HaKadosh, the multicolored coat of Joseph, because the seven spirits, fear, knowledge, wisdom, counsel, understanding, power from on high, and more love, the seventh spirit, your crown, more love of the law, which means instructions. It never said law in the Bible. They changed that for you so that the devil could say, well, you're a legalist. Step aside, Balaam. You prophet of Balaam, step aside. And so, if you're popular in this end time, if you're popular, you got no power. That's right. They get themselves in a fix and they say, is there anyone who knows the true God? Because we got some problems down here. Anybody? And you know who it is? Do you know? Joel Osteen, can you solve this, right? Pastor Rice, can you solve this? Nope, can't do it. Alex Jones, Stu Peters, can you solve this? Marjorie Taylor Greene, Trump, can you solve this? Can't solve the problems that are coming. Because it's supernatural chastisement that's coming to the whole of the globe. 8+ billion people, it's a little remnant, and that's the way it is, like it, leave it, or lump it. Why? Because men have shut up the key of knowledge, for the fear of Yahweh is the beginning of knowledge. Beginning, key, turn it on. Beginning, open the door. They shut it up. They teach the fear of the Lord by the precepts of men. Oh, it's just awesome respect in Jesus. Just say Jesus Christ and you're good to go. Do you not know that the grace which abounds more, he lets you call him by all kinds of crazy names. And he still loved you, still protected you. But now, it's like the pop quiz is coming in the life of the earth, the life of the people of the earth. The pop quiz is coming. And it's, anybody here, anybody there can make the rain stop? Anybody here can make the rain come? Anybody here can stop the 120-pound hailstones? Anybody here can make 120-pound hailstones? Anybody here can make a 1,000-foot tsunami? Huh? They can't do it, brethren. They have no power. They have a form of godliness. They deny the power of the fear of Yahweh. You can't catch them preaching it. They preach their opining sin ways, their opinions about the beast system and the governments and the politicians. They preach about those all the time. It's kind of like, yeah, let's get a magnifying glass and look at that, those ants crawling across the ground right here. Look at that. Look at that one right there. He's got a lot of bread. Look at that one right there. He's a big one, isn't he? And that's it. That's all they're doing. The five Philistine giants. Goliath is the media. And they're just on the mountains. Look at the history of the 12 tribes. They're on the mountains like Alex Jones serving popcorn, selling books with Jonathan Kahn, right, the con man. And they're on the mountain and they're talking about this mystery and that mystery and got their pictures everywhere, which is a major sin. Make no image likeness, facsimile, yeah. He says, the accursed thing, get it out of your house. That's the molten image. That's the moving video. Get it out of your house. But you don't listen. You're smart because you're Christians. You're smart because you're Jews. You're smart because you're Messianics. You think you know it all. But you know nothing, saith the word. You haven't even climbed Jacob's ladder. See, the fear of the Almighty is what made America great. They would preach the fear, and they'd have neighbors 10 miles away. There were no notaries or sheriffs or judges or district attorneys. They kept the Torah. They called it common law. They kept the Torah. The school was in the house of the family, and they learned how to read and cipher with the Bible. It is still to this day the lawful identification for a family in America. But I'm not going to digress on that issue any further, because that's a huge secret coming right in your faces. I remember when Yahweh sent me in to make sure Mr. Reagan got reelected in the 83 campaign year for the 84 election. And I did what Yahweh told me to do, and Mr. Reagan knew that I was on board, and they called me, I didn't care for it, but they called me the whiz kid. And he, Mr. Reagan, made 1983 the year of the Bible, and he made all military personnel have a miniature Bible in their pockets at all times. And then Mr. Reagan declared that the Bible is the law of the land. Still is today. But I'm not going to give you any more secrets on that issue, because you're Christians and you know it all. And you're patriot broadcasters and you know it all. Got a couple bucks, huh? Think you're popular because you got big numbers. No way, Jose. Going nowhere without the fear of Yahweh. When you fear the Almighty, because the Jews don't fear him. They have the wrong calendar, because in their documentation, in their dictionaries, it says that the seventh-day Sabbaths were originally reckoned by the phases of the moon. It's in your Bible. The four phases. Did you know that Bass Magazine on the cover had microbiologists studying bass fish? And the microbiologists studied the bass fish and found out that bass fish will not leave the nest on the four phases of the moon the same timing as the seventh-day Sabbath. You do not know what you're doing. You don't know what the bridegroom's chamber is. It's the dark of the moon, the beginning of every month, and then the high aspect is the Feast of Trumpets. That seventh month. Yeah. So they're preparing you with all sorts of, you know, the public fool system, the colleges, the Christian broadcasting institutions. It's all about money, mo money, right? Not Moses, not remember ye the law of Moses, the Torah. No, it's about more mo. And so I'm here to help the true Yehuda and all 12 sons of Jacob, including the two sons of Yosef. Yes, Yahweh sends men who are true into the government. We look at Daniel, we look at Yosef. But if you're going to go into the government in any way, shape, or form, and you have the synagogue of Satan right on your ass, you better be prepared and equipped to know the Torah inside, outside, and do it yourself, and know exactly what to do and how to do it, and then you can kick their asses for sure. And you don't need a lot of money to get elected either. It's power from on high. I've used Yahweh's power multiple times. Never lost a case. Thank you, Yahweh. Now then, you may think this is strange because you've believed in the prophets of Balaam and what you've learned in the Sunday school worship center. Instead of fearing Yahweh once again and do again the first works, and he asks you the question in scripture, he says, do again the first works, and he asks you, what made you wise unto salvation, America? America, the word America is consumed, it's made up of two ancient Hebrew words, it means kingdom heaven. They're not going to tell you this at your, you know, your Hebrew synagogue. America has 50 states, there's 50 golden rings on the veil of the temple. The temple has 10 curtains, 10 commandments. It was rent from the top down. The 25th state in the Union is a Hebrew state. Hebrew name state, Arkansas. It means ark guarded here. The 25th state in the Union is Arkansas. The veil of the temple was rent from the top down. 25th ring. So much you don't know, And you're sitting there and you think, I got money, I'm good to go, I can do what I want to do, I got dreams, I've been successful. You want to be successful? You got to climb Jacob's ladder, Jacob's ladder. You got to climb all the way up Mount Sinai. You got to get up there. Not start to put one foot on the mountain and say, oh, I'm good to go. Jesus Christ loves me. I'm good to go. I don't need to know. No, the way you take out the synagogue of Satan is with the knowledge they don't have. They do not say the name of Yahweh. They're not permitted to say the name. Yet David tells us in the Bible, and it tells us over and over, teach my fingers to war, of course. That means to pluck the 10-string harp and the tambourine drum, singing the song of Moses, and we execute the judgment written against the heathen. That's the Christians, etc., etc. Execute the judgment written against the heathen, and we bind the kings and the nobles with chains and fetters of iron. That's the synagogue of Satan, boys and girls. And he says in 149, continuing, he says, that's the honor of all the saints. And unless you've got a 10-string harp of Yahweh and a tambourine drum and you know his name and you know the song of Moses, guess what? You ain't binding crap. They're binding you up, man. They got you bound up with your consent. The Bible says, by your consent, you committed sin after sin. You consented with your signatures here and there and everywhere. Borrowing money, mortgages, paying the taxes, all the things that you do, driver's license, passports. They got you. They got you by your signature. Why did they get you? Because your fathers inherited lies and you believed your fathers and you're just carrying out the lies the devil has set up in front of you. But the Creator tells you, Christ tells you, come out of her, my people. Be not a partaker of her sins and her plagues. There's going to be natural events, as I've called them out before, and they're going to kick ass. And the Jews of the synagogue of Satan who run the world, the merchants, are going to say, stop, stop, please. What do you want? What do you need? It's that Eliyahu moment. Understand that. And while all this is taking place, all the Christian broadcasters and patriot broadcasters, etc., preachers, pastors, evangelists, and bullshit Christian television shows, they're not going to be able to do a damn thing because Yahweh's going to shut the electric off. That's one of the things that will happen. But the coronal mass ejections that are going to come are going to be 7 times greater than anything that's ever happened from the sun before. And the earth also will release an electrical force field just like the sun. And it's going to combine to be so, so powerful that your electrical field in your nervous center, in your body, will fail. And there will be spontaneous human combustion. It is coming. It's coming. And the only way to stop it is sackcloth, repentance, and you better start learning fast the fear of the Lord. There's 300 of those scriptures about the fear of the Lord, and they represent the 300 men of Gideon. That's right. Gideon was the least in his tribe. Who's Gideon? He's nothing. Don't worry about Gideon. He's nothing. He's nothing. Yeah, you know. So what did Gideon do? He was hiding out with the last bit of money he had. Nobody loved him. Nobody wanted him. And Yahweh spoke to him. Oh, Gideon, mighty man of valor. And Gideon wasn't called the mighty man of valor. They were treating him like a piece of shit. And Gideon's going, are you talking to me? Oh, mighty man of valor, right? So Gideon does the fleece. We know the story. And that goes into the sheepskin of the lawyers. That's another secret golden nugget there. The sheepskin. Go study lawyers, how they got started and how they changed the words so that you'd have to go to them for understanding, right? You go to them, you got to hire the lawyer because you can't understand the court language like the Catholic Church, right? So they had the fleece, the sheepskin. So he took the fleece, he put it out, Gideon did, right? And whether it was covered with dew or the grass was covered with dew, 2 times he did it. And both times Yahweh honored Gideon to prove that this was truly the voice of the great king of righteousness speaking to him. And of course, when we go to Gideon and look at Gideon And he's gathering an army of people that we're in the end of days right now. We're gathering those who want to do the supernatural, powerful thing to stop or to save the sheep, you should say. To protect the sheep, to guard for the sheep, guard for the souls of men. So let's look at Gideon again one more time. Gideon's gathering these people. There were like 30,000 people showed up to be with Gideon, right? And Yahweh told Gideon, hey, if they go down to the water, you know, like a snake, you know, and drink the water with their tongues, lap, you know, bring the water up that way, they would be looking at their faces in the water when they went down to get the water. They would be looking at their image, which is representing the end of days, the picture of a man, the image, your image given to the beast, make an image given to the beast. So it's a skewed. It's the biometric 666, 36 node measurement of your face. And your iris scan looks deep into a man's eyes, which is each line in the iris tells you the health condition of every organ in your body. That's the way the Almighty made you. But those men who were of the 30,000, the first thing he said to the 30,000 men is, if you fear man, go home. The whole damn crowd almost left. I mean, they all just said, their wives said, and their children were there. No, honey, you're going to die? Well, no, we can't do that. So they left. So you have to be prepared to lose your life for the truth. And when you're prepared to truly lose your life, you'll never lose it. It's a secret. When you're prepared to lose your life, you don't care, you're going to go and trust Christ. Faith is trusting the still small voice. So all these men leave. We're down to a small crowd, and he says, okay, Christ tells Gideon, anyone who sees their face, right? That's basically what he's saying. Disqualified, prideful image, got to be on TV, got to have a streaming TV. But he chooses the ones who had a sword, which is the Torah, the sword, and they were crouched down, and they took their left hand, because they were Benjamites, took their left hand without looking at the water. They went down with the left hand, with they were watching for the enemy, watching for the blessings, with their hand on the Torah, their hand on the sword, and they take the palm of the hand, and they scoop the water up, and still watching and looking, they bring the palm of their hand up, and they lap like dogs from their palm, from their hand. The ones who were disqualified went down and, you know, chest on the shoreline and their face looking at the water. And those are the ones who are damn well disqualified. That's who is needed now. The 300 Gideonite men, there's 300 fear of the Lord scriptures, and nobody wants to talk about them. And this messenger has been proclaiming them over all seven continents and seven seas for decades. Do what you're told. Preach the fear and you will live. The key of David, where the word says the Almighty Yahweh takes pleasure in those that fear him. The fear of the Lord is his treasure, Isaiah 33:6. So these 300 men of Gideon, right? They're of one accord. They have 300 ram's horns. They have a clay pot with a lamp in their hand and a sword. Clay pot. Expose the Torah. Proverbs 6:23, the commandment is the lamp, and the law of Yahweh, the law of God, Yahweh, is the light. So I'm breaking the clay pots tonight, saith Yahweh. You're going to see the light tonight, or you're going to die and go to hell. 300 men. Somebody had to lead them. Gideon led them. He said, when I sound the ram's horn, you sound the ram's horns. All those ram's horns sounded like the ram's horn of Yahweh on Mount Sinai when he married his bride the first time at the desert floor of Sinai. They broke the clay pots. 300 light bulbs went on, and the Midianites are down there. It's night, and they, you know, there were a few people at the fire. Most of them were sleeping. And the ones that witnessed it, they saw 300 light bulbs go on. There was no electricity. They saw 300 light bulbs go on, and they heard the sound of Yahweh's ram's horn. Yahweh! They started killing each other, stupid! That's how you do it. You take the enemy and they start killing each other. Just like the Balaam prophets, man. They start cutting themselves. They can't do shit. All their hocus pocus, Jesus, Lord, God, amen, hallelujah. All these things that are vain repetitions. No fear of Yahweh coming out of their mouth. An occasional fear scripture mentioned. And at that, it's probably half mentioned. Because he said, here are these in Malachi 3:16 that speak often one to another about the fear of the Almighty, and he hearkens only unto us. He hearkens unto them. He gets real close and he listens to us. We open the door of our hearts. We let him in. He sups with us. He dines with us on mysteries and secrets that the Jews and the demons and Hasatan can never know. So now hear this. You're in the end of time. You'll be building and marrying and giving in marriage, so as in the days of Noah. They didn't listen to him. They didn't obey. They're know-it-alls. They're Laodicean, lukewarm. They don't want to grow with a hot desire and a hunger and thirst for the truth. Nay, they know it all. They got it figured out. They think they've got a treasure. They're the blind leading the blind. They're naked. They've given all their privacy up. Signature, signature, signature. Photo, photo, photo. Video, video, video. Popular, popular, popular. Going nowhere. You don't need to be a smart person to understand we walk by faith, not by sight. Faith cometh by hearing the word of Yahweh. The Bible says you cannot hear his voice. In the book of Deuteronomy, you have to fear him in order to hear him. Then you learn and obey. That's the sequence. Fear, hear, learn, and obey. They preach another God spell and you got what you've sown. You've got confusion, Babylon everywhere, lies, sorcery, bankers. No justice in the land. You see, all of creation is going to fight on behalf of the Creator. You see, he's pretty much disgusted he made man. There's nothing new under the sun. He told Noah, I'm sorry I ever made man. I'm disgusted. He told Moses the same thing. I'm disgusted. He told me, Yahweh told me, I'm disgusted with these people. I'm done with these people. So I cried for you. I cried for you and I petitioned him and said, forget not the covenant of Abraham that there be many as the sand of the sea and the stars of heaven. Forget not the covenant you made because you don't lie. Give us some time, I've said to him over this entire assignment. Give us some time to dung the tree. But they, as it says in Ezekiel chapter 33, they're not going to listen. They're not going to obey. I've had a million people in my audience. They don't obey. They don't obey. They harden their hearts as their fathers did in the day of provocation. You're going to die and go to hell. It's a little remnant. Those who'll be resurrected are a few. The corruptible souls will be done, over with, never to be remembered by any friends or family members. Noah was told and was moved in the fear of Yahweh. He believed Yahweh. When Yahweh said, I'm going to do this, I'm going to kill him. And Yahweh told Noah, here's the plans to build something to get out of the mess you're in, and it's not going to be Elon Musk bringing you to Mars either. It's not a rapture. But how are you going to handle a 1,000-foot tidal wave that's going to take out the East Coast, including Florida? And how are you going to handle 120-pound hailstones? How are you going to handle that? The stars will fall from heaven. That's the satellites. But before all this takes place, it's going to be click, click, click. Noah believed Yahweh and was moved, it said, in the fear of Yahweh. Moved in the fear, it says. Motivated and built the ark for the saving of his household. What the hell are you building out there? An extended TV show, career? What are you doing? Huh? The way you beat these demon-filled souls, if you will, is to become the elect. Having power from on high, as promised by the King of Kings, greater works than I shall you do, you will do exploits. You can't see any of these Christians doing shit. They bullshit you with their TV shows, their streaming shows, but they got nothing. They need to put on sackcloth. We sent the little book to all these places. Preachers, rabbis, Alex Jones, all of them. No response, as the Bible says. They're not, Ezekiel 33, they're not going to obey. And it says, after all of this, all of creation is groaning for the revealing of the sons of Yahweh. After all of these, we'll call it Yahweh-driven natural disasters that have never been before. After all of that, they're going to say, he was telling us the truth. Read it in Ezekiel 33. So how long will you pine away in your sin? How long will you pine away in your sin? And if you're hearing this tonight, and you turn away from this message, you will not like what Yahweh's going to do. It will be upon your head the blood of the sheep, the goats, and the cattle. Notwithstanding, remember, the seven spirits aforementioned, the crown is love. They're the color of the rainbow, the multicolored coat of Yosef. Yosef went to prison, and he could prophesy, tell you what a dream meant. He ran the government. In the end of days, I run the government, saith Yahweh. How's that? He said he will not cease to have a man sitting on the throne of David. It sure the hell isn't Donald Trump, that's for damn sure. There's none of them. Prince Charles, King Charles, bullshit. Not even true bloodline. Putin, nope. None of these people can do this. I will not cease to have a man sitting on the throne of David. Unite my heart to fear your name, said David. David said in Psalm, Tehillim 119, verse, I believe it's 97. He said, your law, your Torah is truth. Your law, your Torah is truth. We worship in spirit, that's power from on high, and in the law, the truth, the Torah, the instructions. We keep the appointments. We keep the law. We do the whole law. How do we do it? We have to learn it through Christ. He's the teacher, the rabbi. We need the grace because while we're learning, we're going to make mistake after mistake after mistake after mistake. And America was created and blessed more than any other nation on the planet is the promised land from sea to shining sea. Moses saw it from Mount Nebo. He saw America, the promised land. Christ, after the resurrection, came to America. Study your history. Why is there a Paleo-Hebrew here? written in stones, the waymarker stones of the tribe of Dan. Easily proven. Why did William, 30-year-old, 2 years of struggling, 102 souls on the Mayflower, why did he start the Christian sloppy agape greasy grace? He had a common granary, a common storehouse. And the lazy man didn't want to work. And they would go, and the hardworking man would do all the work, put the food in there, and the lazy sons of bitches and sluggards would take. So then William Bradford said, "Hey, we're doing the Torah. I'm going to give you land," just like what will happen when Christ comes back in Zechariah 14. William said, "I'm going to give you land. You're responsible for your house, your food, your stuff. Now everybody's got to work. No more bullshit. Work your ass off. Not collecting money because you're on a TV show. Work your ass off. Don't be offended, for offenses must come in the end of days. Do not be offended, but take this message as being straight from on high. I swear between heaven and earth it's from on high, and that I love you, and that I'm your brother. And if you listen to me, you will achieve that which you've been built for and made for. For he knew you before you were in your mother's womb. Hearken unto the voice. Dread not, fear not, for it's your father's good pleasure to give you the fear. The Bible says he takes pleasure in those that fear him. The fear of the Lord is his treasure. Where your treasure is, there also is your heart. Right? Out of the mouth speaks the abundance of the heart. How come you're not preaching the fear? 300 of those. The fear of the Lord is his treasure. Unite my heart to fear your name. Fear, hear, learn, ear. It's all in there. He hath an ear to hear the heart. A new heart of flesh with the Torah written there. And on your heart and your mind, the Torah, the law. And then the secrets of how the law is like a time machine. How it is like a combination lock against the enemy. How it's a chain. And how you navigate by the Ruach HaKadosh, because it's all written there already. And you know it's not just the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments are like two filing cabinets with five drawers in each one. The first five tell you how to love your Creator. The last five tell you how to love your neighbor. And you open up the drawer of the first commandment, and there's the files. That's the Torah, the fine aspects, statutes, judgments on that topic. I am Yahweh who brought you out of the house of your fathers, out of the house of slavery, right? Worship no other gods. Don't put any other gods before my face. You got gods all over the place. The months are fraudulent. The days of the week, the seven hills of the Hor, they're fraudulent names too. You're putting all these gods before his face. So the Torah is about 759 exactly instructions. The Bible never said law, it said instructions. So the reproof of instruction is the way of life. So you open up that drawer in the second commandment, and there's your files in there. Oh, I'm not supposed to make a similitude of a man or woman. What does similitude mean? Oh, photograph, facsimile, image, likeness. Oh, molten image. What's that mean? That's the electrons, protons moving on your cell phone, hell phone, TV screen. You don't give a damn. You're so far into the sin. Oh, what the hell? I'm alive. I'm still making money. I'm good. I don't have to do any of that shit. I just say, Jesus Christ, I'm good to go. I know everything about everything. That's the way you think. But you're Laodiceans, you're lukewarm. You got to be in hot pursuit, hunger and thirsting for more knowledge, more knowledge. You've been commanded to grow in the knowledge while you're growing in the grace. You stop growing. You just talk about the beast, the beast, the beast. How about kicking some beast ass without being elected? Because we do that here, saith Yahushua. We kick their asses. But yea, if it be Yahweh's will that you be elected to a position in the government, I have placed many there, saith Yahweh. But now hear this. The enemy is more knowledgeable than you are as a Christian. They'll pummel you. You're going to need to be anointed. You're going to need to have more knowledge. And if you take this information and throw it to the ground, you will be in the ground 6 feet under in your near future. Now is salvation nearer than when you first believed. Now, look up at the clock. How is he discern the weather, but you cannot see his clock? The sun, the moon, and the stars. Redeem the time. Get back into the calendar of the Creator, the original calendar. Before all these governments change the calendar multiple times, the Jews do not keep the correct calendar. They're only like one quarter of the time right. They're not permitted to say the name of Yahweh. They say Adonai, which is the Lord. Hashem, the name. We got him. It's easy. These beasts who run the globe, it's easy to take them down. Psalm 149, man. We execute the judgment written. We wrote two copies of the Torah. It is our ID, stupid. We execute the judgment written. We bind the kings and the nobles with chains and fetters of iron. It's the honor of all the saints. Can you do that? Or do you have to be elected to some office and they drag your ass, if you're going to the Congress or the Senate, they drag you down into Washington, into the basement. Info guard. It's folks that would be your neighbors sitting in like 24 chairs. And they put a spotlight on you. You've been newly elected. And they drill your ass. And they warn you. You will do what we say. You understand me? Right? That's it. Now is salvation nearer than when you first believed. I have been sent here. Eisenhower saw me coming. In the many assignments that Yahweh has given me, I have placed many men in office, in the beast office system. And it's made a major difference. Major difference. I've also seen them get a little bit prideful, high and mighty, stiff-necked, stony-hearted, know-it-alls. And then they're going to offer you money. Look at Marjorie Taylor Greene. $40 million she's worth. She invested in the vaccinations, Pfizer and all that, Moderna. What do you think, you can do it without doing that? And they'll lock up the bathroom so you can't pee or poop. I'm telling you what they do down there in Washington District of Criminals. You'll get an office, all right, but you have to bring your own porta potty. It's nasty stuff they do. Sorry, sir, Congressman, we're working on the bathroom for the next 3 weeks. Sorry, sir, it's out of order, sir. Walk over to this one over here. Sorry, sir, it's out of order. They'll just put guards in front of it. And anybody else comes in, it's okay, they can use the bathroom, but you come there, sorry, it's out of order. You'll be like pissed off. What are you going to do? Who are you going to call, Ghostbusters? Nothing you're going to do. It's over with. All right, let's just simply say this. You have free will. You can take this information and let it digest inside of you. Let the Ruach HaKadosh, the set apart spirit, you call it the Hindu goddess name, holy. The Hindu goddess is holy. That's where the Catholics got the word holy from. It's actually Ruach HaKadosh, or set apart spirit of truth. Church is a caca word from the witch called Circes, who sacrificed men, turned men into swine. That's right. The prodigal son was eating the pig's swine food, right? And he said, I'm getting the hell out of these churches, right? That's what the prodigal son's about. Get out of the churches. Leave. And so he makes his way home, but he has to stop and learn from different people on his way home. The prodigal son realizes my father's servants have it better than, you know. And he finally is fearing Yahweh, And he gets to a certain point, and the Ruach HaKadosh, our Father, runs towards you. And the first thing he does is kiss you on the neck. And that's the kiss. The sound of the kiss is the sound of Yahweh. And Wah means her, she, or wisdom. Nothing is to be compared to her. She's more precious than silver and gold, and even fine rubies. So he kisses, he gives the robe, he gives the signet ring, and then he shods the feet with the preparation of shalom. And the fear of Yahweh produces peace. The fear of Yahweh produces mercy. And the fear of Yahweh gives you wisdom to know who you give mercy to, because he gives mercy to the merciful. But if you give mercy to the wrong person, you're going nowhere. You have to have the wisdom which is developed through the fear of Yahweh. The wise virgins fear Yahweh, hear Yahweh, they have oil in their lamps, and they're inside of the calendar, the bridegroom's chamber, and the door is going to get shut. And you're going to come bragging about, oh, my big TV show, my big streaming TV show, I'm a big shot. See? Knock on the door. Hello, Jesus! Let me in! Let me in!
I'm a redneck great-grandma. My friends can't understand why I don't watch TV anymore. I'm 87, and this is all new to me. But I'm learning to fear Yahweh and do His command. I'm even writing a copy of the Torah. Thank you, Billy Redneck, and thanks to Classic Redneck Radio.
If you fear the Almighty and want to keep His commandments, you might be a redneck.
Reminding you that Yahweh gives a banner to them that fear Him, that it may be displayed because of the truth. His banner over me is love. And He tells me to tell you now, He would that none of you would perish, but you shall perish for lack of knowledge, because the preachers of the earth, according to Ezekiel chapter 34, have failed Yahweh, they failed the King of Kings, and they failed you. And so America will go in to desolation.